In the early days of coal mining in Pennsylvania, coal that had too many impurities to be commercially viable, what's called waste coal, was thrown away in huge piles next to the mines. Hundreds of waste coal piles are now scattered throughout the state and emit air pollution and contaminate water. But a company thinks it has an innovative solution to this centuries-old environmental problem by mining Bitcoin. For the Allegheny Front, Bowen Wong has this story.
20 miles northeast of Pittsburgh, in Russellton, Pennsylvania, is a waste coal pile, although pile isn't really accurate. It's actually huge mountains of black rock, stacked as tall as houses that sit nearby. The site is in the middle of a residential area. There are no trees or vegetation on the site, except for patches of grass here and there.
You can see here, yes, there is some grass, but it doesn't totally cover it, so that the coal is still exposed and there are large patches and swatches of it.
This is Bill Spence. He's worked in the waste coal industry for nearly three decades. He's from a town along the Monongahela River, and he remembers growing up near a waste coal pile, even playing on top of it as a kid. He, his father, and his grandfather all had kidney cancer, which he suspects is from the environmental effects of these piles. So for him, remediating these sites is important.
You know, you'll hear people talk about planting beech grass on these sites, but it doesn't mean that it's taking care of the problem.
Spence is looking down at a stream of rust-colored water. That's from metals leaching into the water from the waste coal pile, turning it acidic. There's a huge amount of waste coal throughout the state. One estimate from an industry trade group put it at 2 billion cubic yards of waste coal in Pennsylvania. That's almost 1,500 Empire State Buildings, filled to the brim.
It's like America and the world had a party. They used this material to make the steel to build their cities and their bridges and so forth. And they left all the waste material behind. And it's like we woke up the next morning and have to clean up the mess.
These piles are safety hazards. Dust can blow from them, and they can actually catch on fire and burn uncontrollably. Waste coal can be shipped to permitted landfills, and sites have been regraded and planted with vegetation. But for Spence, the best way to clean up the mess is to turn the waste coal into electricity in specialized power plants. A company he co-founded, called Stronghold Digital Mining, transports the waste coal from the Russellton site and others to one of the power plants the company owns, the Scrubgrass Generating Plant, in Venango County. The plant started operating in the 90s, and last year, Stronghold Digital Mining raised money to start Bitcoin mining there. Stronghold also runs Bitcoin mining at another waste coal plant in eastern Pennsylvania. Bitcoin is a virtual currency that's worth a very real amount of money. When I visited the plant in April, one Bitcoin was worth over $41,000. Outside the Scrubgrass plant, there are shipping containers filled with stacks of computers called Bitcoin miners, fans whirring at full speed. All these high-powered computers use a lot of electricity. Data center manager Chris Redwanski explains that the electricity the plant generates can switch between powering the Bitcoin miners and going out to the grid.
When the grid needs it, the data center comes offline, and all that power that was going to the data center switches to the grid. And when the grid doesn't need it, it switches again and comes back to the data center.
This means the plant can run continuously, which means more waste coal can be removed from the piles. In the second quarter of this year, Stronghold Digital Mining reported that it removed about 240,000 tons of waste coal. But this summer, the cryptocurrency market crashed, and Bitcoin's value is now less than half of what it was in April. The company has taken two-thirds of its Bitcoin miners offline. Stronghold says it expects to sell most of its power to the grid, at least in the near term. Stronghold's website says it's actively improving the environment, and that its plants are equipped with air pollution controls, but the plants still produce carbon dioxide. Last year, the Scrubgrass plant generated nearly 500,000 tons of CO2. To address this issue, Tiffany Duffy, Vice President of Business Development at Stronghold, says it wants to use carbon capture technology.
And we are in the process of coordinating with a number of different groups and technologies to put that in place here.
Carbon capture hasn't lived up to its promise yet, but the huge climate bill signed into law in August is incentivizing these types of projects. Overall, Mike Ewall, director of the Energy Justice Network, says there's a built-in carbon problem with waste coal.
So waste coal is a much dirtier fuel than normal coal because you're burning half rock. Because of that, you have to burn a lot more of it to get the same amount of energy.
According to EWOL's calculations from state and federal data, burning waste coal produces 36% more CO2 than standard coal. And like the rest of the coal industry, waste coal plants are struggling because of cheaper energy from natural gas and renewables. A third of Pennsylvania's 15 waste coal plants have closed down over the past decade.
I don't think that the intention was ever that you were going to see these facilities competing in the open market.
This is Jarrett Gibbons, executive director of a waste coal industry group called ARIPA. When he was a state rep, Gibbons sponsored a 2016 law that has allotted tens of millions of dollars in tax credits for waste coal plants. He says these plants were never meant to be economically viable without these taxpayer-funded subsidies.
The reality was that the mission of these facilities was always to do the mine land reclamation.
Tom Schuster, the interim chapter director of Sierra Club, Pennsylvania, says we have to take an honest look at the pros and cons of burning waste coal for power, especially now that the calculus has changed. The bipartisan infrastructure law is sending $4 billion to Pennsylvania over the next 15 years for abandoned mine reclamation.
There's quite a bit more money now. I think that we need to be developing a process and a plan, really, for how we as a state solve the problem of abandoned mine lands once and for all.
The state says with the windfall, it's expanding and developing new efforts to clean up abandoned mine lands, including those giant piles of waste coal. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Bowen Wong.